Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real-life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
All right, let's move on to the next one. Caveat on my condominium title. So we talked a little bit about this, but what I've got in my next two tales is emails from RAIN members who had difficulty. So I'm just going to read these, and then I've got them summarized that we'll go through. But I like to read it because here's in our own words. A RAIN member writes, "Hi, Barry. I have a question I hoped I could get a quick answer on." Everybody has a quick question for a quick second and needs a quick answer. "I have an outstanding special assessment on a condominium unit, and I am overdue on paying that special assessment. Money is a little short right now, and I'm trying to find enough to pay the assessment, but I haven't paid it yet. The lawyers for the condo board sent me a letter and said they've already filed a caveat on the property." Doesn't say in here that he knew about the special assessment and was avoiding it. Just says that they've sent a letter, they've already filed a caveat, and they tell me they're going to start foreclosure shortly unless I pay the assessment and all their legal fees and costs, which are already $800. I thought only a bank could foreclose on the property. I'm paying the mortgage, so does the condominium have the corporation to do that? I don't mind paying penalties and still have the caveat in place until it's paid, but I need to take other action if the foreclosure is imminent. Can you please let me know your quick thoughts?" So, the short answer to that is that banks can foreclose on mortgages, and condominiums can effectively foreclose on caveats. They launch a legal action that if you don't defend it, and if they win, the result of the legal action is they can sell your condo unit to pay what you owe. So does that sound like a foreclosure? Yeah, it's exactly like it. So yeah, condominium corporations can effectively foreclose on units for non-payment of fees. So we had the email, didn't pay the assessment, caveat filed, now they're threatening to foreclose. Special assessment plus the 800 in legals. Banks foreclosed? Can I delay and leave the caveat? In this case, he couldn't delay and leave the caveat on because the condominium corporation was actually launching the legal action. Sometimes you can delay and leave it, but in this case, he couldn't. If I can't delay, what can I do? You got to pay the special assessment. That's really all you can do. And folks, in foreclosures, just so you know, those are a lawyer's dream. Those are a lawyer's dream because you get to bill for every second. Every second. You phone up and go, "But I paid those fees and I can prove it." And then when you see the bill later, you know, 0.2 for call two. They just track their time and it goes at $350 or $400 an hour. And so those legal fees can rocket into the stratosphere while you're figuring it out. You know, you're getting hosed here. So you have to think about this. Sometimes a payment gets missed. You start with your paying your condo fees, and then you change banks perhaps, and in the changing over, they miss a payment, and you thought it's been paid, and the reconciliation, it doesn't work. Anyway, you're missing a payment in the middle of. You paid six, you miss one, and then you pay like 13 in a row, and they're writing this letter to you, and you think you've paid. So you ignore them. And it's like $180, and that's all it is. So they start the legal action for the $180 and the $500, $800, $1,500 worth of fees that are attached to it. So please, if you ever run into something where it's a minor amount of money with a condo corp, they can get you, so you have to decide how much you want to fight about it, and maybe it's a better business decision to pay the $180 and get it out of the way and not have to fight about another $1,500 worth of legals. Because you're right, gol darn it. Stand on your principles. That's what we lawyers say at conventions. Don't you love those guys who stand on their principles? Yeah, cheers to them. We love that. So, you got to pay the fees. Can foreclose for any amount. Any amount.
Thanks for listening to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale, and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.